Max News with Jim Finn.
Governor Evers has signed a $4.6 million contract to resurface parts of Wisconsin 23. That work is scheduled to be completed at the end of October. Over 6.5 miles of Wisconsin 23 between Wisconsin 33 and I-90 in Sauk County will be resurfaced with the goal of improving traffic operations and road quality. This work will be done in two stages. In the first stage, Wisconsin 23 will be closed to through traffic and detour utilizing Wisconsin 33 and US 12. In the second stage, Wisconsin 23 will remain open under flagging operations. Additional improvements include a beam guard replacement on the bridge over Dell Creek, along with widened paved shoulders between Turtle Creek and Water Street, as well as subgrade improvements near Shady Lane and Dell Creek. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to right around 81 for a high this afternoon, with wind out of the south to southwest at 5 to 10 here by this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, 63. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, isolated thunderstorms with a high of 81. Do you need help with back taxes? Call 800-281-8193. That's Tax Solutions Now. They can help with your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp, 62. 99.7.
8:01 right now with the B-52s on Max FM.
You see a faded sign at the side of the road that says 15 miles to the
Love Shack, yeah. I'm heading down the Atlanta highway, looking for the love getaway.
I got me a call.
99.7 Max FM.
Love is a battlefield. There is Pat Benatar. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It's 10 minutes after 8 now. And Finn, you know, we do love our good TikTok trends in this world, right? And there is something going viral once again. I mean, this might be bigger than the Kelce cereal, quite honestly.
Ooh.
Right? I know. It doesn't get much bigger than that, let me tell you. So Coca-Cola has been wildly popular for about 100 years or so, right? You probably doesn't take TikTok to make a huge improvement on it. I mean, we know Coke tried that on their own once and it didn't go so well and they had to go back to the original. But
yeah, that new Coke wasn't so good, was it?
No, we didn't really love that. Well, two women are now going viral for sharing their so-called Fluffy Coke, which is a spin on the previous cola and cream trends of dirty soda and Pilk. Now, it's simple. You take a cup and slather marshmallow fluff all around the inside. You add some ice, and then you pour a can of Coke inside, and you drink it through a straw. The straw part is very important because you're going to want to avoid a fluffy mustache. And that's kind of embarrassing when you're an adult, right? Nobody wants to walk around with that. And you also need to use the straw to scrape the fluff off the sides of the cup. Now, it apparently works with other sodas too, including Dr. Pepper. But remember, you need to use marshmallow fluff, not marshmallow cream. That is the key. Now, here's the thing that I'm going to ask. With everything we know that's in Coke, right, do we really need to add something like pure sugar to it? I mean, what are we doing here?
Maybe some Alka-Seltzer, maybe something like that would help.
I don't understand why we need to do this. Why? I mean, okay.
Sounds messy, actually.
It sounds messy, and it sounds like overly sweet, doesn't it, when you combine it with the Coke flavor? Now, in case you're wondering, a dirty soda is a drink consisting of soda spiked with cream and flavored syrups or fruit juices. Now, this has been a drink that's been described as alcohol-free mocktails with optional flavor, cream, and fruit add-ins. It was really popular in the Mountain States region of the United States, especially back in the early 2000s. I don't know if a lot of people do dirty soda now. And in case you're wondering, because we mentioned Pilk, that's where you try Pepsi and milk. We actually talked about that just a few weeks ago. Why are we messing with a good thing? Like, I don't understand why we need to mess with a good thing and why we're sweetening up our Coke with even more sugar. Like, I don't understand. I'm at a loss, really, because it doesn't. I'm not a huge Coke drinker. I'm not a huge Pepsi drinker. I'm not on one side of the argument or another. So please don't text me. I don't care. But at the same time, I don't know why we're trying to sweeten up our Coke. I'm at a loss.
Sometimes you have those flavored colas. You know, sometimes I remember even in Baraboo there, like years ago, there was a smaller restaurant where you would go in and you would get a chocolate Coke or a cherry Coke or something, one of those fountain specialties. And they were always pretty flavorful.
They have those machines now in some restaurants where you can do that, right? Where you can go like mix your different flavorings. Like you can do cherry Sprites now or raspberry Sprites or something like that. You don't actually need somebody to do it, but let me tell you, somebody doing it is way better than sometimes what the machine spits out. But
it kind of sounds like we're perennial 12-year-olds, doesn't it?
Right.
I mean, every kid likes to do that thing where they mix up their sodas and they use every single flavor they possibly can. And whether it tastes good or not, beauty's in the eye of the beholder, I guess.
I mean, that's kind of the fun thing about going to a fountain machine when you're like 9 years old, right? Like you put a little Mountain Dew or Mellow Yellow in the bottom, a little Dr. Pepper, a little Coke, some cherry Coke, and then you take it back to the table and you see what creation that you came up with. And let me tell you, it's usually not very good. But I don't know why we need to add the marshmallow fluff because, again, differentiation between cream and fluff. I don't know why we have to do this. Now, I actually watched the TikTok video this morning. It was posted by a social media personality. Her name is Emma Grace, and her Southern Belle Me Mama, literally she calls her Me Mama, Coca-Cola saw the video and they commented, "Protect Me Mama at all costs." Well, of course they're going to comment because it's a video about all Coca-Cola is essentially what it is. But there you go. If you need something to do with your Monday, you can add some marshmallow fluff to your Coke and see what creation you come up with. Doesn't like your straw get jammed up though if you're scraping the sides of your cup with your marshmallow fluff? Isn't the inside of your straw going to get jammed up and then you're like not going to get anything up it?
I mean, that's what would happen. Like it's kind of invasive actually.
But I kind of love that we're more worried about getting a Coke mustache, like a Coke marshmallow fluff mustache. That's our big concern. We're putting marshmallow fluff in a cup with Coke and we're scraping the sides of our cup with our straw. But
and we're
our biggest
worried
concern,
that we're going to get a mustache.
Sure. Right. You should be more worried about your dental bill when you've done too many of these. That's what you should be worried about. But who said that the Kelseys weren't? I mean, like the Kelseys seem like the most grown up bunch right now because they're mixing cereals and we're over here scraping marshmallow fluff out of a cup. Honestly,
we're just bored. I think that's what it is. We just, you know. Let's mix everything up. Let's throw everything into the blender.
We have social media now and ticky tacks to keep us entertained and give us all of the best solutions and best things to do with our free time in life. But thank you, me mama, for your suggestion. I don't know. I guess maybe if you want to try it, let us know what it tastes like or if it's as bad as it absolutely seems. It just seems like to me it's just going to be overly sweet. That's my big thing with it. It just feels like it's going to be way overly sweet.
And maybe sometimes that sweetness, you can't even taste anything anymore. Right. It's almost like having spicy foods that's really, really spicy where you can't even taste the actual food or the drink.
Right. Maybe it's delicious. I don't know. It just seems like it's a little overpowering and a little too much for me to handle. My taste buds don't go. I mean, I like chocolate, right? Like, I don't know. Maybe I've done too much dark chocolate, but even now, like when I do milk chocolate, I'm like, whoa, that's a whole different flavor. Because I've done so much dark chocolate, which is a pure form. So you don't get quite that sweetness that you do with the milks and the whites and all of that. So it really kind of takes me back for a minute when I have something really, really sweet.
Right.
So give it a shot. Though, people, you let us know how it goes. Now, speaking of weird food things, I found this interesting this morning as well. So the state of the fast food industry has been pretty interesting as of late. I mean, they're not serving us Cokes with marshmallow fluff, but you know, heck, whatever. Yeah. Inflated prices, bizarre new menu items. Maybe with those bizarre new menu items, you never know. Now the state of fast food rankings is getting a little interesting. USA Today actually asked readers to vote for their favorite fast food restaurants, and there was a surprising number one. I don't think we even have any around here. Del Taco was actually the number one fast food joint on the list, which just last year got a grade of F in a tiered ranking of fast food places. So now that it's readers number one at USA Today, that's quite fabulous and fantastic, I guess. They only have about 600 locations in 18 states, and they're mostly focused on the western states. They've got a few restaurants in Georgia and Florida as well. Number two on the list was KFC. We do love our chicken, right? So that would make sense. And luckily for us in this area, we have a couple of KFC restaurants, and the one in Baraboo just reopened a few weeks ago. Yeah, after that fire. Chick-fil-A came in at number three, which would have been far less surprising as a number one choice because people love Chick-fil-A. It's just kind of one of those things. In-N-Out came in at number four on the list. Sure. Now, a lot of people probably would have considered In-N-Out to be closer to the top, but you know, number four, not horrible. Hardee's comes in at number five. Most of our Hardee's around here have closed, haven't they? We don't have very many of those left. I've only maybe seen one or two on occasion as I've traveled across the state. Captain D's. This is a chain that I've never even heard of. There are about 500 locations in 22 states, but they're mostly focused in southeastern states. If you're not familiar, which most of us aren't going to be because I had never even heard of
it. I've never heard of that. No.
And we've traveled in the southeastern states. It's actually a fast food place, interestingly enough. So is this like Long John Silver of the days gone by?
That's what it sounds like, yeah.
That's because, boy, that was delicious. Mmm.
Well, you're not a fish fan, so yeah.
I remember Long John Silver's being in Sioux Falls, South Dakota when I was growing up. And once in a great while, my mom loved seafood. So they would decide to go there. And I was like, oh, this does not. No, pretty much no. Just a hard pass for me.
I think there's like one left in Wisconsin, I think. Isn't there like over by Camp Douglas somewhere?
Sure. We'll
in the Toma Mauston area.
I'll believe you. I mean, you tell me that there's multiple and I'd believe you, but because I'm not searching out a Captain D's or a Long John. So
I go back to the Dog and Suds days. Do you remember Dog and Suds?
Oh, yes. Oh, we had those so in good. South Dakota. The last one closed up when I was pretty young, but yeah, I remember Dog and Suds. A&W, those were always amazing too. Luckily, we still have some A&Ws around. Yeah. Taco Bell comes in at number seven on this list. Popeye's at number eight. Then you have Zaxby's at number nine. Again, I don't know how many of Zaxby's are around the Wisconsin area. Some of these are either West Coast or Southern, so we don't have a ton around here. And then Arby's comes in at number 10 on the list. More surprising about Arby's, though, is this is they actually made the list for the best fast food places. Or I don't know if it's that or some of the other classic fast food places like Wendy's, McDonald's, Burger King, Subway. they didn't make the list at all as far as even being in the top 15. So there you go. I mean, you know, we've all eaten at fast food restaurants. Sometimes it's a downward trajectory for some of them. Some of them are delicious. Some of them are awesome. I think that it's interesting. I think this list would be interesting to see like where Culver's maybe ranks, because those are starting to grow across the country as well.
Sure.
And I know that's mostly a Midwestern thing, which maybe pushed them down the list a little bit, but I think that would be interesting as well. I'll do a little bit more investigating into this list later on and see if there's anything else on here that's, you know, a little bit more Wisconsin-esque that maybe we should be very excited that it made this big nationwide list. So
Culver's should be on the list, right? Don't you
For
think?
Sure.
It's surprising that McDonald's isn't on the list, though.
McDonald's has gone through a hard time. COVID was hard for McDonald's, right? And then they did that whole thing where you could order off one of those kiosk menus, and they've kind of gone in the wayside of those and gone back to people actually being at the cash register. I know they've revamped their menu a little bit. Now they plan on, some McDonald's across the country have already rolled out like dollar menu type items again. Some are still in the process of doing that. So I think they've gone through a little bit of a, you know, change over the last couple of years too. And let's face it, I mean, we mentioned it earlier, COVID's been responsible for a lot of big changes in a lot of different industries, and I think fast food was one of those too, right? I mean, there are a lot of people who realized they didn't need fast food every single day because they weren't going anywhere, they couldn't eat it, and they learned that eating at home or taking lunches or whatever was a way better option. So you look at all the changes that we've gone through over the last few years, and I think the fast food industry is right on top, you know? And then, you know, as it mentions, prices right now are not great. They've got to get their supplies and their produce and their foods from somewhere, and they're kind of in the same boat as the rest of us. If it's more expensive for them, it's definitely going to be more expensive for us when we go to purchase all of those items. So, it's an ugly, ugly, vicious circle. Hey, but nobody has Coke with marshmallow fluff on the menu yet.
Well,
I believe that the first restaurant who does that is probably going to be number one on the list forever and ever. Right, exactly. Taking a look at the forecast right now, partly cloudy, 81 for a high today. Should be an absolutely lovely day. Partly cloudy, 63 tonight, and then tomorrow partly cloudy. We do have a chance for some isolated thunderstorms with a high near 81. Right now it's 62. It's time for your community calendar, brought to you by Community First Bank.
Community First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use Switch Assistance to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. It's time for the 173rd Columbia County Fair. Events will be taking place Wednesday through Sunday at the Columbia County Fairgrounds. Buildings will be open from 10 a.m. until 9 p.m. each day, except for Sunday, which will be 10 a.m. until 5. There are a ton of events all week long with great live entertainment, beer and wine gardens, vendors, exhibits, and so much more. Get all the details at ColumbiaCountyFairWI.org. And the Sauk County Master Gardeners Association invites you to their annual garden tour. It's going to be happening 9 a.m. until 4 p.m. on Saturday, July 27th. It's in the Sauk Prairie and Merrimack area this year. Take advantage of gardening demonstrations and fresh produce markets to satisfy your curiosity and your culinary pursuits. Bring questions for the garden hosts and master gardeners and register for a door prize. You can get your tickets right now by visiting the Sauk County Master Gardeners Association Facebook page. Plus, you could stop into the Baraboo Chamber of Commerce or the Consumers Co-op office in Sauk City. Again, this will be Saturday, July 27th from 9 until 4 p.m.
Searching for a friendly bar to hang out and play some pool? Tar Benders with Sass is just the place. Whether you are enjoying your favorite beverage, shooting free pool on Thursdays, or doing some line dancing, you will be having a good time at Reedsburg's Tar Benders with Sass, a new bar in a historic downtown building. Tar Benders with Sass, located at 326 Main Street, Reedsburg. Tar Benders with Sass opens every day at 3 p.m. Friendly people serving great drinks.
All of us have a role to play in promoting a mental health-friendly workplace.
So what can I do to help?
As a CEO, I can set the tone for a supportive culture.
As a manager, I can offer assistance and accommodations.
As a coworker, I can be a source of support.
As someone with a mental health condition, I can ask for what I need to perform my best.
What can I do?
What can I do?
I can remind others that none of us are alone.
And that we all benefit from workplaces that promote good mental health.
Learn more at whatcanyoudocampaign.org.
It's 8:25 right now. We hope you're having a great Monday so far. Thank you for joining us. It's Bad English on Max FM.
Sometimes I wonder how I'd ever make it through, through this world without having you. I just wouldn't have a clue. 'Cause sometimes it seems like this world's closing in on me, and there's no way of breaking free. Then I see you reach for me. Sometimes I wanna give up, wanna give in, I wanna quit the fight. And then I see you, baby, and everything's alright. Everything's alright. When I see you smile, I can face the world. What the touch of your hand can do, it's like nothing that I ever knew. Hey, and when the rain is falling, I don't feel it, 'cause you're here with me now. I wanna look at you, baby, it's all.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 8:30 right now. And I told you I was going to do a little looking on that USA Today list to see where a place like Culver's ranks. Well, Culver's doesn't actually place in the top 15, only because it's a very Midwestern thing. However, they're actually on the USA Today list with the number 7 best burger, coming in with the double butter burger. So there you go. See, even though it's only a mostly Midwestern thing, everybody can appreciate a butter burger. And it proves it. Number 7 on the list. I love that. So you can check that out at USA Today. There's a whole list for good fries and good milkshakes and all that kind of stuff. And a lot of restaurants that we have right around here. If it's not one of the local ones, definitely ones that you can treat yourself at once in a great while. I don't know, though. No marshmallow fluff with Coca-Cola. I think we might have to have a hard pass on some of these places, huh? How about a hard pass just on weird TikTok concoctions? Now, if you are looking for something fun to do this week, don't forget there's going to be another edition of Concerts on the Square in downtown Baraboo on Thursday evening. David Hecht and the Who Dat going to be performing on the courthouse lawn. Make sure you grab a lawn chair, grab a blanket, a little bug spray, and make a night of it in downtown Baraboo. That show will start at 7 p.m. And remember, in case there is some rain, it doesn't look like there should be later this week, but just in case, the concert still goes on. It just moves across the street to the Al Ringling Theater. So a win-win situation. Beautiful atmosphere, great music. Whether you're inside, whether you're outside, it's always a good time at Concerts on the Square. Coming up, we're going to take a detailed look at your forecast. Looks like partly cloudy, temperature hovering around 80 for the next day or so. Plus, maybe a chance for some rain tomorrow. Sean Cable's going to tell you more. We'll also have a look at sports next here on Max FM.
Beloved AT&T customers, I'm here to tell you about our brand new offering, Next Up Anytime. That's right, anytime. No more waiting 3 years to get a new phone. When you want to upgrade, you can. It's really that simple. Paired with 25% off for all first responders, teachers, military veterans, and more, there has never been an easier choice than switching to AT&T. Stop by any of our AT&T Bug Tussle stores for more great deals and savings.
At SSM Health, our comprehensive orthopedic team is here to help. We understand life keeps moving, and you should too. From diagnosis to rehabilitation, our expert staff will listen to your concerns, answer questions, and partner with you to set goals toward your individual treatment. It's time to get moving again, pain-free. Visit ssmhealth.com/keepmoving and request an appointment with one of our orthopedic specialists today.
Blast off! As Circus World boldly goes where no circus has gone before. Feel the big bang as Tina the Human Cannonball flies high.
Defy gravity with an upside-down rocketeer. Perky poodles, soaring aerial acts. Plus, camels, llamas, horses, and ponies orbiting the ring.
Juggler, zany comedy, and space cadet music invite you to blast off to family fun at Circus World.
The Packers kick off training camp later this morning as they start preparing for the upcoming season. I'm Bill Scott with Sports. First workout starts at 10:30 this morning. The team holds its annual shareholders meeting at 3 this afternoon. Packers defensive lineman Kenny Clark agreed to a 3-year contract extension worth $64 million. He gets a signing bonus of $17.5 million. That deal will keep Clark in a Packers uniform through 2027. Brewers swept the Twins, winning 8-7 on Sunday. As Eric Haas homered twice. Rhys Hoskins and Jackson Churio homering once in the victory. The crew is in Chicago to start a 3-game series with the Cubs tonight. Xander Schauffele captured golf's final major, the Open Championship, on Sunday, finishing 9 shots under par, 2 shots better than Justin Rose and Billy Horschel. It is his second major victory. Football Badgers have been picked to finish 7th in the 18-team Big Ten in a USA Today Sports Network Big Ten preseason media poll. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to right around 81 for a high this afternoon, with wind out of the south to southwest at 5 to 10 here by this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, 63. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, isolated thunderstorms with a high of 81. Do you need help with back taxes? Call 800-281-8193. That's Tax Solutions Now. They can help with your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67. 99.7.
It's 8:34 right now, warming up nicely on this Monday morning. Hopefully your day is going well. Thank you so much for spending it with us. It's Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers now. Don't do me like that on 99.7 Max FM. We're going to talk about our pets of the week next.
More 99.7 Max FM.
Trust.
Heart of Glass, there is Blondie. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It's 8:41 right now. And Finn, we've got some adorable furry friends over at the Sauk County Humane Society who need good homes. Before we get into our calendar days, let's talk about these pets of the week. Look at how awesome they are. We're going to start with Molly, who is our 1.5-year-old old English sheepdog slash standard poodle mix. She's a little bit of a bigger girl just because of the breeds. The mixed breeds there. She's very sweet, though, gentle and loving. Doesn't she just look like a little love bug? Oh,
she's just a sweetheart.
She's a gorgeous. Now, she was surrendered when her family could no longer keep her and their other dogs. She was in need of grooming when she arrived, and she's now groomed. She looks spectacular. Yes, she does. She enjoys walks. She does excellent on a leash. She knows some commands. She's house trained. She's eager to please. She does well with other dogs, cats, and she should be okay with kids as well. Now, Molly's new family, though, is going to need to include the cost of frequent grooming during the year, because obviously a dog that size, it can become a little expensive, but oh my goodness, she's just a sweetheart. So check her out. She'll be spayed, microchipped, and up to date on her vaccines before she goes home. She's just awesome. So check out Molly if you're looking for a new family member.
We have to find her a new home.
Oh, she's awesome. She's just absolutely gorgeous. And then you got the old English sheepdog in there. So she's going to be very much of a gentle soul. They usually are. And then you've got Zena, our 3-year-old pit mix. Look at her. She's a fun girl. She's been at the shelter actually for several months, and she's been a pet of the week on past occasions. She continues to wait, though, very, very patiently for her forever home. She's just awesome. She loves to go for short walks. She does well on a leash. She is your couch potato kind of girl, and she loves to just lounge around with you. Zena will need a home where she is the only dog. She's not dog aggressive, but she loves her humans, and she doesn't want to share her spot on the couch. So she's a little possessive in that way, but in a positive good thing. But look at her. How could you miss her face? Oh my goodness, she's gorgeous. She could share a home with cats and older children. She can be a little jumpy when she's excited, and because of her size, she could knock down small kiddos. Zena has done nursing home visits, and she was a rock star. She looks like it because she is just kind of a couch potato, right? She just kind of wants to hang out and get some belly rubs, so it's all good stuff. She was also the pet of the week over on NBC 15 a few different times, and actually just last Wednesday. So if you could do a little search over on their website, you can see a little bit more about Zena and see how she interacts with people. She is spayed, up to date on vaccines, and microchipped before going home. Please, 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 if you're looking to add a really awesome girl, Molly is spectacular. Zena has been there a really long time, though. So please, let's find Zena a home. I mean, think about it. She can go into nursing homes and stuff. You know she's going to be mild, she's going to be chill, and she's just going to be the type of dog that's going to love on you a whole lot. And she's got the face to go with all of that, doesn't she? Look at that face. She's awesome.
Adorable.
Oh my goodness. Now it is time to pick out it's actually time to pick out your favorite pet picture for the 2025 calendar contest over at the Sauk County Humane Society's website. And I'm going to give you that in just a minute. All you have to do is go over there and vote for your favorite pet picture. So here's what's going to happen. You vote for your favorite picture. The top vote getter will get on the cover of their 2025 calendar. The next top 12 favorites will be their exclusive pet of the month. So you got to go vote now, vote often. How to vote, though, be careful. Likes are not votes, by the way. It's all explained over on the website, saukhumane.org. So, or .com, I should say. So definitely go check that out. And then, of course, they're going to take voting from now all the way until August 15th. So you have a few different days and weeks here to get your votes counted and cast. They're going to have a volunteer orientation on Saturday, August 3rd at the shelter. It's saukhumane.org. I said it wrong twice in there. saukhumane.org. It's a Monday, people. Forgive me. Just do a quick Google search.
Cool.
And anyway, you can fill out an application. Remember, if the kiddos want to volunteer some time over at the Humane Society, they need to have an adult with them. Anybody up to 18 has to have somebody older than 18 with them. And just a quick quick thank you for the donations. A lot of people have donated towels and canned dog food. Every little bit helps them immensely over at the Humane Society. Right now, they're low on dog treats. They do love the softer, chewy treats, the jerkies, the bacon-flavored, cheese-flavored, and as always, bleach and laundry detergent, some of the things that are on their wish list right now. If you go to sockhumane.org, you can see a complete list of things that they need. And if you're somebody who wants to help them out, maybe doesn't have time to do the shopping, remember chewy.com, amazon.com, all of that can be delivered right to their door if you just place an online order. Sockhumane.org. I feel like I need to say it lots and lots because I screwed it up twice in there. So make sure you go check out the website for volunteer applications, to vote on the calendar, to see Xena, to see Molly, and all the other incredible pets that are waiting for great homes, because they have a lot of cats and a lot of kittens right now in their care as well. There's a lot of pets right now who are waiting, just waiting for the perfect family to come along.
Yeah.
So please, if you're thinking about adopting, go check out sockhumane.org. There's some wonderful little faces over there. And I'm looking at two of them this morning. Xena, she's got that little blockhead, doesn't she? She's got the pit bull blockhead for sure. That's always going to be a special little blockhead to me, because my baby has a bit of a blockhead because she's part pity as well. Like, here's the thing. It's so funny. And Corey and I have talked about this. Never in a bazillion years when we were looking at dogs or we were talking about different dog breeds, did I ever see myself getting any sort of pit bull or pit bull mix. Now, I understand that, and it wasn't because of all of the different ramifications and the different stories you hear about pit bulls.
Right.
Sheer size alone is something that is hard for us to handle, especially in our tiny little house. And then Miss Aspen came along, and she is a perfect blend of boxer, pit bull, Staffordshire Terrier. So really all of the little blockheads in life, right? And she's got some smaller breeds mixed in there as well, because her foster mama did do the genetic testing on her. I absolutely have fallen in love with the pit bull breed. They are just amazing. And they're so stinking sweet. Who cares about their size? You can always make room for them. I mean, you can. They're just absolutely amazing. And I know that if you live in rental properties and things like that, landlords sometimes have rules and regulations against certain breeds. But and that would be another thing, too. If you do live in a rental facility, just make sure you're allowed to have dogs in general, because you don't want to get excited and get the dog's hope up and the Humane Society's hopes up, and then find out at the end you can't actually take the animal home. And also make sure that you don't have breed specifications or size specifications. All right. So if you're looking to adopt, check out all of that first if you rent, and then go from there. And I promise you, the adoption counselors over at the Humane Society will be able to help you find the absolute perfect match. Absolute perfect for what you're looking for as far as temperament and whether or not they're good with other dogs, whether or not they're good with other kids, if they'd be good in apartment living, if they'd be better in a house. They're going to be able to help you with all of that. So go in there with an open mind and be ready to meet your best friend. That would be my advice. And you never know, maybe a girl like Xena is going to steal your heart. She should, because she's adorable. Mm-hmm. She's absolutely adorable. I just never thought I would love pit bulls as much as I do, but I really
isn't that funny?
I really
but
do.
The reputation really didn't have anything to do with
it. Didn't, because I feel like, you know, any animal can become aggressive just based on how it's raised, right? It really, really can. And, you know, you hear horrific stories, and I always hate to hear those stories about pit bulls attacking. And but you also have to be smart around dogs, because let's face it, any breed at any point in time could bite or attack, because if they feel like they're being provoked, if they feel like they're in a scary situation, any breed could actually do that.
I can testify to that, with our Australian Shepherd years ago.
Yeah, they're animals. And if they feel threatened, if there's something in their background that we're not familiar with, they're going to do what they need to do to protect themselves, right? And so it can happen with anybody. And I get there's more stories about pit bulls. I totally understand that. But it was never anything about the story. It was just, I was like, really? I don't know. They're blockheads. They're kind of big, you know, kind of thing. And then I got a pity mix. And she is, everybody who meets her, everybody who comes in contact contact with her, even at the vet, they're like, oh my gosh, she is such a pity. She's such a pit bull because she's just got that disposition. She wants to be loved by everybody. She wants everybody to love her. She wants to love on everybody. She's just ridiculous. And she just wants all of the attention. And you watch all of like those videos online of like owners with other pit bulls where like you see them like sitting on your chest and all of that. Totally her. She is right there in your face all the time, and she has no personal boundaries whatsoever, and it makes me love her even more. Sometimes it gets a little annoying. Other times you're like, seriously, could you be any closer? And then she'll put her head on your shoulder, and you're like, nope, this is as close as we can get. All right. She is determined that this is where we're going to be for tonight. So,
but we kind of want a lovey-dovey dog, right? We don't want one of those aloof dogs that just doesn't show us any attention.
You know, it's funny because Aspen is not so much of a cuddler. She is on her terms. She's not like a cuddler. She's not going to come up. You're not going to, you know, she's not going to like go into the crook of your arm or anything like that. But she's so cute because if you're sitting next to her on the couch, she has to have a paw on you at all times, or she has to have her head laying on your leg. Now, she's not going to cuddle tight to you, but she's going to make sure that she knows you're there at all times. And if you move, well, then she's going to move and she's going to go with you. It's just kind of how it is. So she's very, very sweet, though. She's my girl. But check out Xena, check out Molly and all the other amazing pets looking for good homes right now over at the Humane Society. Now, we do have to talk about our calendar days. I could talk about Aspen forever. Listeners get tired of hearing about Aspen. I promise I won't bore you with more details this morning. We are going to talk about our calendar days, though, because we've got some good ones that we can celebrate today, Finn, including Hammock Day. Doesn't that sound wonderful?
Oh, a couple
of trees, backyard, out by a lake or something, and just kicking back and relaxing on a Monday. Sounds way better than what you have on your agenda, doesn't it?
And you always inevitably wind up taking a nap in those things.
Right?
You know, you get in there, you get situated, which can be a little bit of a struggle sometimes.
I was just going to say, I'm not the most graceful human being, so getting in them is kind of an issue. It's more like I've just made America's Funniest Home Videos, like $10 million right. winner or whatever it is. So yeah, it takes me a little bit, but oh yeah, no, they're super, super comfy. So Hammock Day is today. Now, that's appropriate because it's also Summer Leisure Day. Well, who doesn't want a leisurely summer day? I feel like this should be every single day of the summer, even though sometimes it gets a little hectic. What else do we have on here today? It is also National Rat Catchers Day today. Okay, we'll go with that. Now, again, as long as we're talking about the Sauk County Humane Society, they do have some critters in their care. Some of them happen to be cute little furries. So that's what we'll call them. So I don't want to know if we should celebrate rat catcher in the sense of, you know, catching a rat to get rid of it, or catching a rat because you want a new pet. So let's go with that. I think that's more appropriate, especially if we're talking about adopting animals out. So, and rats, by the way, I know they have kind of a weird stigma, but the ones that are pets, I would never have them just because of the noise they create. It would drive me bonkers. Because they're constantly scratching, right? They're rodents, so they're constantly scratching. That drives me nuts. But at the same time, I know people who have had pet rats, and they're actually pretty darn awesome. You can actually teach them to do things. They're kind of cool. So, you know, I know it's a hard concept because we have the stigma of rats, talking about stigma of pets, but rats can be pretty cool. And especially if you have younger kids who are just getting into pet ownership and you're not really sure how they're going to do with a dog or a cat, sometimes going the smaller side is the better way to go. So might be something to think about as well. Now we do have a few food ones on the list for today. So it's National BLT Sandwich Day today, which doesn't that sound nice. Amazing? I know that's like a good summer one. Maybe that's what we'll do for dinner tonight. I was just making out grocery lists and thinking about this next couple of weeks for food. Maybe a BLT is in order tonight.
Yeah.
That sounds amazing. Yeah. National Mango Day is also today. I'm also a big fan of mangoes. Mangoes are delicious too. And I always like to save the best for last, and that usually has something to do with chocolate. Well, today is National Fudge Day. So if you love yourself some fudge, then this is your day to celebrate, Finn.
Good stuff.
Does it really matter? Do you have like a favorite fudge flavor? Does it really matter? It's just fudge, and when you smell it, you're like, give me all of it, because
it just doesn't really matter. Now, but do you feel bad about eat, you know, just because you're eating something that is so delicious.
Decadent?
But
it's a little decadent.
It is decadent, definitely.
It is. Sometimes, but then sometimes I'm like, oh, let's just throw caution to the wind and go for it. Right. Because sometimes you got to do that. So make sure you check out some delicious fudge and eat some for all of us today. And then probably go walk or something, or maybe take a nap.
Some exercise in, yeah.
Yeah, take a nap in the hammock. We're not judging today. It's a Monday. You do what you got to do. Taking a look at the forecast right now, partly cloudy, 81 for our high today, partly cloudy down to 63 tonight, then partly cloudy with isolated thunderstorms. Storms tomorrow, 81 for a high. Right now, it is 67.
Take a short drive to Big Savings at Little Market and More of Sauk City. Find your favorite basket and bedding plants, crafts, and fresh produce at this family-owned and operated stand. Little Market and More accepts cash and credit cards and is open Monday through Friday from 3 to 7. And Saturday and Sunday from 8 to 7. Find fresh flowers, veggies, honey, and more at Little Market and More, S9748 County Road E, Sauk City.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion, yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.